Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're in the Psalms and today we're in Psalm 136 under the title, God's Love Lasts How Long? Here is Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the desert, his love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Zion, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. Psalm 136. God's love lasts how long? Verses 1 to 4. There are 26 verses in this psalm. Each one carries the same last five words. His love endures forever. The same phrase comes another 15 times in the Bible, all in the Old Testament. Do not believe anyone saying the Old Testament is full of judgment and the New Testament is full of love. They are both full of God's love and judgment, reflecting his nature. Various Bible versions translate the NIV word love as mercy, the AV and the NKJV, steadfast love, the ESV, and loving kindness, the NASB. No single British word is deep or wide enough to convey the full nature and depth of God's love. It is a merciful, kind, steadfast, and everlasting love that God has for sinners. That alone explains why God so loved the world that he gave us one and only Son, to die on the cross as our substitute, to be punished for our sins. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. We read who God is. Good, sovereign over all other gods and lords, and the Almighty who alone does great wonders. Verses 5 to 9. The first mention of his great wonders is that he is creator. He created the heavens, the earth, the sun, and the moon and stars. No one else can ever do, repeat, or destroy that. Verses 10 to 15. He is the deliverer, as he proves to his people Israel, when he takes them out of the might of Egypt. He overcomes the Egyptians. He mightily liberates Israel, divides the Red Sea, and destroys Pharaoh and his enemy forces. He is our Saviour and mighty deliverer today, too. Verse 16. He leads Israel through the desert, keeping and feeding them. He does that for us in our spiritual deserts. Verses 17 to 22. He powerfully acts to keep his promises, defeats mighty kings, and gives his people Canaan's promised land. He keeps his promises to us still, and always will. Trust in our faithful God now. Verse 23. He remembers our lowliness as guilty and weak sinners, yet loves us still. Verses 24 to 26. He favours, frees, and feeds his lowly, sinful, and undeserving people. It was true for Israel. It is true now for every sinner who repents and trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour. God bless you.